Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for bringing the rain. We needed it.
Look how beautiful
it is.
Isn't it amazing?
Now,
USDA Deputy Undersecretary Ann Bartuska is being led through a maze of raised garden beds on a lot nestled in the middle of a West Side neighborhood. After her tour, she says Jacksonville's model for urban agriculture can be exported to other American cities struggling with economic development and access to fresh foods.
The whole issue of urban agriculture is there's such a variety of models out there.
Duval County's 33 community gardens stretch from the far west side to the beaches. The UF County Extension Office either directly manages gardens or helps community organizations, including churches and nonprofits, with planting, training, and outreach. Each community garden has its own rules. Some collect dues from their green thumbs, while others are almost exclusively commercial enterprises that sell produce to restaurants and markets. Bartuska says Jacksonville's gardens have all the hallmarks of successful strategies she outlined in an urban farming toolkit earlier this year. And she says Duval is going a step further in its accounting.
This is the first time I've ever seen a number that equated the amount of value per square foot translated to the crop value in real dollars. I mean, that in itself is a tremendous statistic, because then that is real money that you can turn to a policymaker and say, look what you're getting for this.
An Extension Office survey shows community and home gardeners produce close to $2 million in fresh fruit and vegetables every year. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.